Hey, you! Hey, hello! Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Do you know where you are? No? Well then come closer, let me chat to you real quick, sweetie. Sit down next to me. Hey, didn't you hear me, you brat? I'm telling you to come here. Now. I want to look at that tag. That's better. At least you still remember the guidelines. Good boy. All right, now let me see that collar. How much do you go for? Wait, is that a... blue. Damn it. Guess that means you're already taken, huh? They just had to make these collars so hard to read. Who thought it was a good idea to stop marking you boys for real? No brands, no tattoos, just these stupid colors. How are we supposed to know who's who anymore? Damn men's rights activists pushing their little agenda, getting the government to protect you like this, as if it was ever a problem. But look at you, already a good husband. That lucky woman. All right. Better hurry along then. Not the part of town for a pretty thing like you to be wandering alone at night without female companionship. Oh, hold on. Wait just a second. What's that mark there? That's familiar. Is that... Oh, you are, aren't you? A little virgin. Oh, hey, don't tense up, sugar. It's all right. Don't worry. We are just talking, that's all. But hell, how many true virgin guys are even around in this day and age? You really are a bit of an anomaly, aren't you, sweetheart? Married, but your wife didn't break you in yet. What's up with that? Well, a little trophy husband, I guess. Good for her. Wonder how she managed to keep her hands off a sweet thing like you. Almost makes you think if that collar could be a fake. Are you trying to pull a fast one on potential buyers by mistagging yourself? You know that's a crime, right? Heard some disobedient guys are doing that nowadays to avoid a little attention. You wouldn't try that on me, would you? Well, come on. Let me take a real close look. Look at that. It actually is real. The official stamp and everything. So, you're really just a married little virgin. Huh? You want the collar back, don't you? Sure, sweetie. Nothing but a thing. Here you go. Oops. Oh no. Did I just accidentally drop it into the sewer? Oh, I'm so sorry. How careless of me. I guess it's just gone for good now. Oh, don't be so scared. I was just being clumsy, that's all. Let me have another. Better look at you again, sugar. A cute guy marked as a virgin. And hey, what is that? No brand, no tattoo claiming you, and now no collar either. That must mean you're free, right? a sweet little virgin boy, free and out here all alone and not a soul around but me. Just randomly stumbling upon a little treasure like that, it must be my lucky day today. You really are a pretty one. Illegal. You think that matters? No shit. It's illegal. You slut. What do you think this is? I am going to steal you. Oh, what are you going to do? Report me? To whom? Think anyone around here would care. Want me to let you in on a little secret? I know the chief of this district. Yeah, we go way back. And she's definitely more in favor of the old ways than you'd like. Same as me. What was your wife thinking? Letting her virgin husband walk around this neighborhood anyway? Is she stupid? Did she really think that sending her husband out here wouldn't get you some attention? With your mark, of course you would get snatched up. If not me, it would have been the next woman that saw you. Well, either way, fresh boys deserve someone who can see the value in them. And I definitely can. Oh, I can feel that little heart racing. Let me make this simple, sweetheart, so there won't be any misunderstandings. See, I am a woman who enjoys being first. Love to, you know, conquer. I like being the first one to break guys in, like a new pair of shoes, then wear them out, stain them, mark them, claim them, and then finally ruin them. All of that. Oh, yeah. After I am done with you, no other female will think about approaching you. Believe me. I don't think your wife would even want you back, even if she could. No. Let's get rid of your little V-card status. Hey, no running. You are going to make this so much worse if you do. Remember, sweetie, you don't have a visible tag right now, okay? You might as well be off the radar without it. Out of rights. If you run, I'll call the cops, tell them that a free use boy has given me some trouble, talking back, disobeying, and then running off. Who do you think they are going to believe, huh? Yeah. You watch TV, you've seen those police shows. You know what they would do to you. Better to stay here with me. Now, open your shirt. Oh, hey, don't just freeze up, sugar. Guess I'll have to help you a little. Oh, shit. Fuck, you really are pretty. God, look at that. Oh, your skin is so soft. Fuck, am I going to do some messed up things to this body? Yeah. You'll be so screwed up after I am done with you. Oh my God. There'll be so many hickeys. Let me get a taste. Yeah, come on. Open your mouth. My tongue is going in anyway, so make it easy for yourself. Oh, good boy. You taste good. How about that neck? What a handsome chest. A cute stomach. Oh, fuck. You smell so fucking great. Did your wife buy you some expensive body wash or something? How considerate of her. Does that feel good, sugar? No. Biting hurts. No. Oh, are you going to cry, huh? Are you going to cry like a little boy because I'm doing this to you? Cry like a little bitch boy? Oh. All right, now pull those pants down. Let me see. Come on. Or do I need to help you out again? I'll rip those off of you too, I don't care. There you go. Good boy. Undies too, sugar, yeah? Fuck, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, look at that. Oh, let's get to work. Oh, what a sexy cock. Aw, how does that feel now, huh? Is a bad woman touching you where you don't want to get touched? Where you've never even gotten touched before? It's like unwrapping a little present, you know? I've always liked gifts. Cute, shy, pathetic. Pathetic little guys like you. I gobble those up. Yeah, I do. They are just way too hard to find sometimes. You are the first one who practically just walked into my arms without me even having to do anything. I wonder if your wife knows where you are right now. Well, sorry you can't say goodbye, but she won't ever see you again. Oh, is me saying that messing you up? Yeah. Gonna cry. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, come on. Start crying. No. Don't look away. Look at me. See what I'm doing to you? Oh. Oh, there he goes. Finally. Oh, now you really tried to be such a brave one, too. Such big tears. Oh, fuck. Is that hot? Oh, shit. Cry more. Cry more. Now we are ready to finally get it over with. I'm so fucking wet right now. Oh, I don't even need to touch myself. Get down. Oh, shh. It's okay. I'll be gentle when I take it. Just going to really slowly lower myself onto your cock so that it doesn't hurt too bad, okay?
Yeah, as if.
I want to hear you scream. Let's just...
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit. There we go. Oh, that's it, sweetie. Oh, there goes your little purity status. Hurts, huh? Oh, no. Don't be that loud. Let's just cover that pretty mouth real quick. Wouldn't want anybody else to hear and interrupt us. Oh, fuck, you feel so good. Oh. That wife of yours really lost out on some prime fuck material. Man, I'll be riding these hips so much in the next few days, I might just accidentally break you. Oh, I should probably already start looking for a chiropractor in case we need to fix you up again after that. Oh, I don't want to lose my new toy too fast. Hey, look at me. Look at me, cutie. Yeah, so fucking hot. That crying little face. Oh, what a defeated little look you are giving me. Oh, man. It can't get any hotter than riding a virgin that's crying now, can it? Oh, poor little guy. Hey, you are getting claimed and broken in at the same time, sweetie. I understand it can be a bit overwhelming, but men shouldn't even have any agency over their own virginity in the first place. Oh, what? Do you disagree or something? Aww. Hey, let me give you a little biology lesson then. I think you need it, sugar. The body of a guy, okay, is meant to be fucked. That's why it's built like that. That's what it's for. Oh, it's why guys immediately react to being fondled, if they want to or not, and just get erect, huh? That's why they get random boners from kissing. That's why they have morning wood. It's also that we women have an easier time with them. Hey, you following me here? I know you were pretty sad, but listen, there's no such thing as rape for a guy. And honestly, even if there was, if it's a legitimate rape, the male body could have ways to try to shut the whole thing down, and that ain't happening to you right now, or is it? No, of course not. So we both know you are actually made for this. Your body accepts it. What I'm doing to you is just called getting you bred. It's natural, okay? That's how it's been done since primal times. Do you think that there were any of those hogwash modern concepts like consent back then, huh? Ridiculous. magically coded to come while getting fucked. You come for girls who know what they want. It's your body identifying, reacting, and submitting to being handled by strong, capable women who just take you whenever they feel like it. It's what nature has intended for guys, okay, sweetie? You can't fight that. Women get children, they grant life, they build, they make society what it is, and men give semen and look pretty, and well, that's it, okay? That's what you are good for. That's your little purpose. That is all you are worth. Your body. A walking pretty cum dispenser that gets used for his seed. No amount of goody-goody empower men kumbaya bullshit is gonna change that. Understood? Good. Now you are going to give me some cum, okay? You are going to do the one thing you are fucking good for. If you don't cum, sugar, I'll ride your cock until it breaks and then milk it out of you by hand afterwards. I don't give a fuck how long it takes or how raw you would get. So you better be a good little slut and come. I don't know what kind of bullshit ideas your ex-wife put into your head, but we are going to get rid of those and turn you into a good little house stud that is just going to be there to please. Because this belongs to me now, understand me? Your body, your cock, your balls, every single fucking sperm cell that is in there is my property. You got that? And I'm not gonna give you a stupid little collar with a tag bullshit. Oh no, fuck that. I'll take you to get a nice, prominent, claimed tattoo. Like the good old days. Oh, fuck those progressive guidelines. Fuck the government. Fuck those men empowering bastards. Gives us the opportunity to also cross out that little virgin mark. Due for an update. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, do it. Oh, come on. Come for me. Come for me. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, there we go. Oh, fuck. I can feel it. I can feel it. Oh, look at you. Oh, spasming from that orgasm. Oh, fuck, that's hot. Oh. Oh, fuck. You are shivering. That was intense. Congratulations, sugar. You are now not a virgin anymore. Just a stained little boy whore. Well, I'll give you a minute until you can walk again. Let me gather your things up. After that, we're gonna go collect a few favors to get that little marriage entry in your file deleted from the database. Nobody will be able to prove where you actually came from anymore, and we won't run into any trouble. I mean, to be honest, it's only fair. I'll be getting so much more use out of you than that stupid wife ever would have. My little property. Hey there, Lena here. As always, with a little bit of aftercare. First of all, I want to thank you for spending your time with me, for listening to this audio. I really hope you enjoyed it. And secondly, I want to reassure you that there's nothing wrong with you if you enjoy exploring fantasies like these. Listening to audios, reading erotica is the safest possible ways to explore extreme themes like these, and it's very normal to want to explore those. So I'm also very happy that you feel safe enough to do that with me. I will be reading you a little poem. It's called Rain at Night by Andrew Frisardi. The city lies back in its winding sheet, while little digits drum a steady beat. On roofs and terraces and rolling rain, crescendos in the hushed collective brain. Pensioner, wage-enslaved, impoverished, posh, the sleeping people feel it wash, wash, wash. In runnels through dark tunnels under grids and manholes down detritus till it rids. The build-up, hands like these may be minute, but such masseuse's touches work the root. As buried wishes loosen from debris, and multitudes of deltas meet the sea. Once again, I want to thank you for spending your time with me. I hope you enjoyed it. And I'll hopefully talk to you again very soon.